Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. And yes, it is an evening show once again. No Phils, who had a 6 o'clock start tonight. At least that was the idea. No, they're going to wait and hold this thing down until Friday, where the Phillies are next. Their next scheduled game will be. So this Yankee series wiped out. They'll play the Blue Jays. Technically, be the road team back on Friday, and hopefully things keep trending in the right direction. The Phillies continue to have zero positives after the exposure to the Marlins over the weekend. So that's the Phillies story. We'll get to some more baseball stuff later as all this continues to evolve. But I want to start with really what is, I believe, a fascinating development in the reality, I'll say, of Carson Wentz and the way he's viewed. The Eagles quarterback, we talked last night about his exclusion or not being included in the NFL's top 100 list. Now, if you missed it, the NFL is doing their yearly top 100 list. They poll players, and it's the players list. And they're unveiling it little by little on NFL Network. So we know Carson Wentz did not make the list. The Eagles said five Eagles made it. He's not one of them. Five Eagles make it, no Carson Wentz. He's not, according to his peers, a top 100 player in the NFL. All right. I mean, last year was 96. I don't think it's remarkably shocking he didn't make the list. I thought he was pretty good last year, obviously very good at the end. But in totality, he did not have a great season last year. I'm not surprised. What is surprising is looking around and seeing who players put on the list and Carson Wentz did not make it. From Josh Allen to Kyler Murray to Ryan Tannehill to Kirk Cousins to Jimmy G and Dak, both in the top 50, Carson not being on the list. And look, I am someone who kind of looks at things and adds things together and says, man, that and that and that, you add all three of those things up, and what does it equal? And I'm looking at the Carson Wentz feelings and takes around the NFL. And here is what is becoming pretty clear to me. As I look at Carson Wentz not ranked a top 100 player in the NFL, that's unveiled now. I see that the athletic survey that came out yesterday, the executives around the NFL, they have Carson Wentz as a tier 2 quarterback. They have him ranked 11th in the NFL, and he's a tier 2 guy. Okay, so the players say not top 100. Executives say he's a tier 2 guy. Pro Football Focus, which again, you want a coward. We had Howard on last hour, and he said the players are morons. They don't know what they're talking about. Okay. Well, the executives are executives. And you could say maybe they're biased too because they work for one team. They have one guy. Whatever. Okay, fine. You know, you could have that feeling. But executives think he's the 11th best quarterback tier 2. The players don't think he's top 100. And here is what Pro Football Focus said. They put out their tiers today. Pro Football Focus has Carson Wentz as a tier 3 quarterback. And I want to read you their description of tier 3. Volatile or conservative quarterbacks who rely even more heavily on supporting cast and play calling. Okay, so they have Carson Wentz in that category. Volatile or conservative quarterbacks who rely even more heavily on supporting cast and play calling. Now, here are some names that at Pro Football Focus has with Carson Wentz among tier 3 quarterbacks. Cam Newton, Joe Burrow, who has never taken a snap in the NFL, Derek Carr, Jared Goff, Jimmy Garoppolo, Kirk Cousins, Dak Prescott, Matthew Stafford, Ben Roethlisberger, Baker Mayfield, and Phillip Rivers. That's the class that Pro Football Focus has Carson Wentz in. So I add all these three things up, right? You have the analytics saying this. You have fellow players saying not top 100. You have executives saying good, not great. And what I have determined and what I believe is that we, and I say the we here, us, Eagles fans, Philadelphia, we overrate Carson Wentz. Like, it's impossible for me to look at all of these other groups that have him as a good but not a great quarterback, a not, you know, non-top 100 player, a second or third tier quarterback. And yet when we talk about Carson Wentz, when we talk about his strengths, his weaknesses, the games he's won, all the things he's done, 2017, all of that. When I listen to this radio station, it's not just my show. I listen all the time. I love listening. I listen on the way in, obviously, every day to Mark Cerise. But I'm always listening. I'm always listening to WIP, you know, really whenever I'm not busy with my kids or sleeping. I'm usually listening to WIP. And what I feel very strongly about is that we overrate this player. We overrate Carson Wentz. Because I often hear things, or people tell me things or tweet at me, sometimes not in a very nice tone, but I often see or hear, elite, great, special. Other players don't think that. Executives don't think that. Analytics don't say that. None of those three areas are pointing to the way Carson Wentz is viewed here in Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. Do you believe we overrate Carson Wentz in Philadelphia? I absolutely 1,000% believe we do. I believe we are. Look, it's one thing to be over the top and excited about your own quarterback. I think every or most cities probably are. They probably believe in their quarterback a little bit more than maybe the national people do. That's probably a normal thing to believe in your guy a little bit more than people who aren't in your city do. And I get that. That's a natural thing. And he's an Eagle. He's our guy. You have his jersey. I get that. But at the end of the day, the way Carson Wentz is viewed in Philadelphia is a far, far cry from the way he's obviously viewed everywhere else. It's not like you have just one list, right? It's not like just one rogue list says Carson's actually only pretty good, and all the other ones say top five, top five, top five. No, that's not what we have here. We have the NFL top 100. Again, players voting, and these same players, because I've heard the excuse. I mean, Howard gave it a few minutes ago. The players don't know what they're talking about. All right, wonderful. They ranked Carson Wentz number three 2 years ago. So they liked him 2 years ago. They thought he was an elite player 2 years ago. Not so much anymore. They don't think he's even a top 100 guy. So the players don't see it. Executives around the NFL don't see it because he's a tier two guy among the executive survey, and he's ranked number 11 overall, not a top 10 quarterback in the league right now. And then you have Pro Football Focus, which, again, of all of these groups, there's very little emotion, I imagine, that goes into the Pro Football Focus ranking. It's just grading based on film and evaluation and, for lack of a better term, analytics. They have him as a Tier 3 guy. Again, these are the players that Pro Football Focus ranks in the same tier as Carson Wentz. Cam Newton, who hasn't been very good for years. Joe Burrow, hasn't taken a snap in the NFL. Derek Carr, who I don't really believe much in. Ryan Tannehill, who was, again, good last year, but in a short burst. Jared Goff, who I like, but had a down year last year. Garoppolo, I think he should be in a higher place than this. Cousins, I like Cousins. Prescott, I like Prescott. Stafford, banged up, played 8 games last year in what was probably trending towards a career year. Ben Roethlisberger missed all last year and is old. And Baker Mayfield, who flat out stunk last year. Okay, Pro Football Focus puts Carson Wentz in the same category as all those guys. Some of them I agree with. You know, I think, you know, putting Carson in the same realm as, let's say, Dak, let's say Jimmy G, let's say Cousins, I think that's fair. And I think Tannehill's a really tough one to rank. But Joe Burrow hasn't played a snap in the NFL, and yet Pro Football Focus thinks he's in the same tier as Carson Wentz. What does that say? It tells me that we overrate Carson Wentz because no group thinks of Carson Wentz. And look, there are some individuals that do. We know there are some analysts out there, some big fans of his in the media. I'm not saying there's nobody around football. There's nobody around the NFL that thinks Carson Wentz is really, really good. There are some. I think Chris Sims has had him in top 7 or 8. Dan Orlovsky obviously loves him over at ESPN. There are some guys, but I'm talking about groups, not just one person here or there. The groups around the NFL, players, executives, analytics, none of those groups think Carson Wentz is a top-flight quarterback right now. None. He's not a top 100 player according to other players. He is not a top 10 quarterback according to executives around the league. Okay, they voted on this stuff, and they didn't put him in the top 10. And he is not even a tier 2 guy according to Pro Football Focus. It tells me that we, this city, that us together, we overrate Carson Wentz. 215-592-9494. Do we overrate Carson Wentz in Philadelphia? That's my takeaway after seeing list after ranking come out to where this quarterback is not, you know, what he, you, if you just listen here, like if you just listen to WIP to some of our hosts, the LTBB community, right? The callers. If you just listen to that, you would think it's obvious. Carson Wentz is a top tier, great quarterback, top five-ish quarterback, no doubt. But that's not what the feeling is around people that either rank or commentate or run teams or are around the NFL. 215-592-9494. Do we overrate Carson Wentz in Philadelphia? I say it is quite clear that we do overrate Carson Wentz here in the city of Philadelphia. Tucker, what are you feeling on this?
No, we don't overrate Carson Wentz, Joe. That's ridiculous. And the fact is, Joe, these lists that we keep talking about are all just insane. I mean, it makes no sense that Todd Gurley was 50th on this list, right? Todd Gurley was so bad last year, his team cut him.
Yep.
Right? But he's the 50th best player in the NFL. Jadeveon Clowney was 41st on that list. Jadeveon Clowney is still sitting at home.
Unsigned.
Him, you, and I all have the same NFL contract right now. But he's the 41st best player in the NFL. The idea that the NFL 100 is taken seriously by anybody is just insane. I mean, it's the same reason why the coaches poll in college football makes no sense. I understand because you play in the NFL, you have an air of credibility about you. But guess what? Do you think a nose tackle from the New England Patriots really cares about what Todd Gurley was doing? Unless he had Todd Gurley on his fantasy team.
I don't think he does. And that's why, and Tucker, I think that you're making a fair point. And if it was just this list, right? If I was just discussing this list, I think it'd be very easy to say, Joe, this is a ridiculous list. It doesn't matter. Leave it alone. It's not just this list. It is players. Okay, fine. Some players may not have a great grasp of things. It's players, executives, and the numbers and the analytics analytical rankings, all don't have him as what he's talked about here as.
Well, let's go to the Pro Football Focus list, right? They have him tier three.
Yes.
And that describes him as volatile, correct?
That's the word, volatile. And
he had two games last year where he threw multiple interceptions. He had 14 total turnovers. I know you love the fact that Carson Wentz fumbles all the time.
Well, I don't
right?
love that.
I mean,
don't
you don't love
it,
but that's the crux of your argument.
That's
right?
My problem with, yeah.
But he had 14 total turnovers last year. That's less than one turnover a game. He's not Jameis Winston.
I agree.
He's not conservative either. The average throw that Carson Wentz threw on third down last year went 3 yards past the sticks.
Yet
it's not
they
like
have
he's dinking and dunking
Cam,
his entire time.
Tannehill, Carr, Ben, Baker, and Rivers. Like, they put him in that group. I didn't. I think he's better than probably half the guys I just read off to you.
I just don't see what they could look at and think he falls into that group. And there are some people in that group that I think he probably fits in with. And it may be kind of sound like a bad comparison, but if you were to look at the raw numbers, I don't doubt that he has similar numbers to some of those people. And you have two, possibly three Hall of Fame quarterbacks in that group, but to say that he leans on his supporting cast.
Oh, I agree with that.
I mean, that's insane. Leaned on Boston Scott. Boston Scott and Deontay Burnett are what carried this team to the playoffs.
Wait,
just insane.
No, it isn't. No, Carson Wentz has had one great year, and that came when he had a loaded team around him. When he's not had a loaded team around him, he's been basically a .500 quarterback. I agree with that assessment. He does lean on his team. The Eagles go as the team and Carson goes, not as Carson goes. 215-592-9494. So Tucker doesn't believe this. Tucker doesn't believe that we overrate Carson Wentz in Philadelphia. I do. I believe that you look at the way he is viewed across the NFL right now. I'm not talking about 2017. It's 2020. Right now, look at what's coming out. These rankings, these lists. Look at it. There is a reason why fellow players don't have him in the top 100. I don't know why, but there's something going on there. There's a reason why executives don't think he's a top 10 guy right now. There's a reason why Pro Football Focus says he's a tier 3 quarterback. There's something going on here that is beyond just coincidence. Okay, it's three distinct groups: fellow players, executives, Pro Football Focus, independent, totally separate groups. It's not like one group that doesn't like Carson Wentz. No, this is what they feel. And they feel not top 100 player. They feel tier 2 quarterback with more tier 3 votes than tier 1 in the athletic survey, and they feel tier 3 with Pro Football Focus. It tells me every time and when we go over the top about his last four games and what he is and how great he could be and blah, 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 we're overrating him. It's not them. It's us. It's not everybody else. It's us that's overrating this guy. We are taking a good quarterback and making him out to be more than he really is, and everyone is kind of screaming that at us. The fellow players are screaming it at us. Executives are screaming it at us. And the analytics are saying, hey, guys, this is not the truth. Not at this stage of his career. Maybe he becomes that, but not yet. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. All right, I need your take on this because we have a lot of different kind of conversations about Carson over all these years. And obviously, the last couple of years, especially, trying to figure out what this guy's going to become in his career as he goes into year five. I believe we, as a city, overrate Carson Wentz. I believe that that is what is being told to us. When you look at lists like this and you look at rankings like this, we're the players, the executives, and analytics, none of them, not one of those groups says great quarterback. Not one of those groups says elite. Not one of those groups or rankings says top tier guy. Not one. It's a wake-up call. I mean, it struck me. It was because, you know, I'm often told I don't like the player. I think the player is a good player. But we overrate him here. We have turned him into something he's not. And I think that's where I always fall on this. Like, Carson Wentz is a good quarterback. You can win with Carson Wentz, but he's not special. If he was special, players would recognize it. If he was special, executives would say it. If he was special, the analytics would say he's a tier one or tier two guy. They don't. There's a reason for that. I think we can't see the truth on this one. 215-592-9494. Do we overrate Carson Wentz in Philadelphia? I believe we do. 215-592-9494. That is AOBOR. We'll come back. All your reaction, all your calls. I need your take on this. Do you think we overrate Carson in the city of Philadelphia? Right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bailey's behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. And it struck me today, and really, I guess, yesterday into today, that really we overrate Carson Wentz here in Philadelphia. He's a good quarterback. He's a good player. The Eagles can win with him. But the way we talk about him, the way Carson Wentz's name is talked about on this radio station and among our fan base is not the same as it's talked about in obviously in executive circles where he's named a number two tier quarterback. And he's ranked number 11 overall by executives in the NFL. You know, guys that pick players and sign contracts and draft players, they think he's a tier two guy. Fellow players don't think he's a top 100 player in the NFL. And just to give you some names, if you haven't seen this full list, Josh Allen is on this list. Kyler Murray, who I think is going to be a wonderful player, but he's coming off of 5-10 in 1 year as a rookie, he's on this list. Okay, Ryan Tannehill had 12 games of really good play, but 12 games, he's on this list. Carson Wentz is not. Dak Prescott, who everyone tries to yell at me that is not even close to Carson Wentz, he's top 50. Carson Wentz is not even on the list. And their Pro Football Focus comes out and puts him in tier three, a volatile player that it is really basically determined by his teammates. You know, he needs to be dragged rather than do the dragging is another way of saying that. It all tells me that the way he's talked about here, we overrate him. Everyone's screaming it at us. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to we got Mike and Berwin's up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Mike, doing well. What's up, buddy?
You know, I think you're crazy. I respect you. I expect, you know, respect your opinion. But who has Carson Wentz had to throw to besides his tight end?
Last year or in his career?
Well, last year and even the year before.
I mean, well, he had Alshon Jeffrey in 2017. I mean, Alshon was quite a good player when he first got here.
When he first got here, but then we've seen how far that got. But that was it. I mean, last year he had nobody to go to. If you remember, the line they had to keep piecing together between Vitae and the other one, Salah.
Well, Dillard, Sayamalu played left guard. But Sayamalu was basically left guard all season. But Dillard had to play some left tackle when Peters was out. Yeah, I'd say the offensive line last year had issues more towards the end. But primarily, Mike, I would say in Carson's tenure here, he's had a very good offensive line. The receivers have not been top tier. There's no way else to say that they haven't been. Last year, they weren't any good. But he has had Zach Ertz his whole time here. I mean, he's had one of the top three tight ends in the league his whole time.
But to me, that's all that he's had offensively. You know, when you sit there and look at Dak, look at the wide receivers he's had. Look at the running back.
Right, but also
look
at the coach. But he's also had horrendous.
And what has he won?
But he's had. But they've both won the same thing: two division titles, two each. And Dak's had horrendous coaching, while the Eagles have had excellent coaching.
I don't know. I mean,
Doug compared to Jason Garrett.
Well, you're right. You know, I'll give you that.
Yeah,
Garrett was horrible. But I don't think Dak is ahead of him. That's just my opinion.
Well, that's fine, Mike, but I do think it's instructive that executives don't think he's a top-tier guy, players don't think he's a top-tier guy, and Pro Football Focus doesn't think he's a top-tier guy. It's just interesting that he's talked about one way here and everywhere else he's not.
Yeah, I think you gotta, you know, when you're doing that whole thing, you got to look at everything.
But that's it. I think they do. And Mike, I love your call and I appreciate it. And I think it's fair to point out where he's had deficiencies, which is obviously hasn't had a great wide receiver ever to play with here in Philadelphia. He's never had that.
He's never had even a 1,000-yard receiver.
He hasn't. I think part of that's the way the offense is structured. They have a tight end.
Yeah, but if you had a special wide receiver, you would change things.
I agree on that. Yeah, you or at least that guy.
You wouldn't get Julio Jones and say, hey, you're maxing out at 700 yards.
You wouldn't. But also some of that is on Wentz himself. Carson Wentz is not a good deep ball thrower. You know where chunk yardage comes from? Throwing the ball down the field. He's not an accurate deep ball thrower. Now, he hasn't had great weapons to throw the football down the field to. Torrey Smith was okay. Deshaun was here for 5 seconds last year. And that's primarily been – Mike Wallace got hurt right away in 2018. So he hasn't had that, but he's also not the greatest down-the-field thrower either. Like, that's part of the problem there. Look, the guy's a good player, but he's not looked at as an elite player by three significant groups. Players, executives, Pro Football Focus, none of them say Carson Wentz is elite. We talk about him that way. And I think it says something. I think it says that we overrate Carson Wentz at Philadelphia. He's just not the player that we make him out to be. At least the rest of the NFL doesn't acknowledge that. 215-592-9494. Let's grab, who we got? Dan in Hamilton. What's up, Dan?
What's up, Joe? So you keep citing Pro Football Focus.
Uh-huh.
Do you really think that's a reliable source?
You don't?
Well, they made a top 50 rookies list, and Miles Sanders, guess what number he was?
Was he even on the list?
He wasn't on the list.
Yep.
And he was like fourth or fifth, top five in rookie of the year voting.
Yeah, I think he should have. He certainly should have been on that list. There's no question.
It's not just that. There's probably hundreds of articles like this.
But Dan, before you go on, like I would say maybe a third, maybe more teams subscribe to them, like use them to help influence decisions. They are a respected group of data compilers. Whether or not you agree with their opinions, like the NFL recognizes them. Teams pay Pro Football Focus to help them gather information on players. Like this isn't like a Mickey Mouse Club. Like they're affiliated with the NFL.
Mouse Club, if they make a list and Miles Sanders isn't on it, then you are a Mickey Mouse Club.
But Dan, also, that's not fair. You just don't like the list. It's not fair to discredit everyone because you don't like what one list they put up.
I would have brought more sources but agree to disagree on that. But saying Carson's not special, not a deep ball thrower.
But he's not. But Dan, he's not. Why doesn't anyone outside of Philadelphia think this?
Well,
why?
The top 100 players list is. If you think that's a valid source, that's even worse than PFF.
Time out a second. So the players don't count because they don't know what they're talking about. The players. Pro Football Focus doesn't count because they make bad lists. How about the executives? Do they count? NFL executives, do they count?
I mean, they count, but what's your point? Your point is that we have a different view of the Eagles. But your point is also that we are wrong in overrating. I think we're right.
Oh, so that's my point. That's where you and I differ. I think it's interesting to notice that three different groups, players, Pro Football Focus, executives, all feel he's a good player but not a great player, yet we talk about him like he's great.
You even said the Pro Football Focus puts him in the tier that you need to get carried by teammates. Those are your words you just said.
That's where they put him. Dan, Joe.
You need to watch film.
Dan.
You said Carson Wentz is not an accurate deep ball thrower.
Well, he's not. He's actually a poor deep ball thrower. He's not accurate.
That's ridiculous. And eventually you're going to get proven wrong, and if we do well again, you're going to be cheering the loudest.
Give me an example. Other than against the Redskins.
Everyone on this network agrees with me.
Dan.
You're a joke and everyone agrees with that.
Dan, do you want to have a conversation about Carson Wentz or not?
I want to ask you a question.
Other than week one last year against Washington when he threw the two bombs to DeSean Jackson, can you give me an accurate deep pass he's thrown the last two seasons? Like, name one.
How about a few of the ones that Nelson Aguilar dropped that would have given us better playoff position? Do you disagree with that? I was at the Lions game when he dropped it and the Falcons game when he dropped it. Those are two.
Yeah. Is he a good
and the one where Nelly could have dove, but he didn't track the ball right?
That wasn't a very good throw. I mean, that throw was off. But, he gave me a couple. I mean, that's good. I don't think he is a good deep ball thrower. I think he
and
is.
And also, if you look at the MVP season, he was, obviously. And also, the point you said, he never had a receiver.
Whoa, Dan.
He never had anybody fast.
Dan, wait a second. I have never.
Yeah, one guy running a sub-4 touchdown.
I want to point something out because you said to watch film. If you want to do a little experiment, we could both do it and then talk about it again. Go back and look at highlights from 2017. Before he hurt his knee, he was, I think, developing into a really good deep ball thrower.
You think so?
Yeah, he was.
He's a runaway MVP.
Dan, do you want to hear me? He has not been as accurate throwing the football down the field since his knee injury. It's the truth. He doesn't throw the ball with the same conviction down the field since his knee injury. He's not the same player.
That's not true.
Okay, Dan, again.
You said he's not special. You're saying he's not the same player. Everybody on this network disagrees with you.
Dan, first of all, that's not true because that's not true, obviously.
Okay, 75%.
Dan, I don't care
Dan's right, and Joe's just the blowing smoke for whatever.
Dan, I don't care
ratings,
what anyone
whatever.
Says. I have my own opinion. You have your own opinion.
I don't
opinion.
Know if it's the Christianity. I don't know what you don't like about Wentz, but
Dan,
he's a likable guy that you hate for no reason.
Dan, I'm a Catholic. I am Christian. I don't care what religion the player is. He's a good football player.
Okay.
I didn't know that. I couldn't care less what his religion is.
A lot of people, that's why they don't like him.
Well, that's stupid. That's stupid. Like, Dan, if you don't like my opinions, that's fine.
You're a Wentz hater, though, Joe.
Dan, You know what? Wait, stop. I'm not a hater. You know why? Because we're adults here. Dan, I'm 33 years old. I'm not a hater of any player. I don't have time to hate players. I give you my opinion.
Dan Bayless is 60 years old.
Yeah, but he's not a hater. Come on. He's a
he's
character.
He's not a LeBron James hater?
Well, I guess he is. But he's silly. I mean, he's a character. I'm giving you my opinion
of course,
on the player.
Of course.
I mean,
okay.
He's obviously Skip silly. But
okay.
I think he's funny. But
he
anyway.
Is. He is.
I'm giving my opinion.
I think you're doing what he does, though.
But Dan,
how do you say Wentz isn't special, man?
Well, why do other?
How do you say
but
Wentz
Dan,
isn't
other
they
players?
Carry the practice squad to the playoffs.
Oh, stop! You know what I got to do right now, Dan? I love the call; it was fun, but I got to stop this. I got to stop it right now. We have. I was going to save this. I wasn't going to say it right now, but we have successfully done it. You know what we've done, Tucker? I'm not sure if you realize this. We have now. It's finally happened. It has finally happened. We have now taken Carson Wentz's last four games carrying the practice squad to the playoffs, as I've been told. And we have now successfully made it more apocryphal than Sam Bradford's last seven games in 2015. Okay, we have taken it and we're overrated it even more than we did with Sam Bradford's last seven games. You know why? I looked this up yesterday because I was told yesterday, how could you not love this guy? He carried a team that had Deontay Burnett and Rob Davis to the playoffs. Do you know how many snaps?
I forgot Rob Davis existed.
You want to know why? You know how many snaps Deontay Burnett played last year? The Eagles offense played, I believe, 1,165 snaps of football last year. Do you know how many snaps Deontay Burnett played?
27.
15. Okay, Rob Davis, I believe, played 80. Those guys didn't really play last year. Yes, they were in at the end, obviously. And I thought he was impressive in December, Carson. He played really well. He played his best down the stretch. And he did win a game where those guys had to play. The last game of the year, he made a nice throw to Deontay Burnett. But let's not change the story and pretend for 16 games, the Eagles starting receivers were Rob Davis and Deontay Burnett. That's not true, guys. Come on now. They had a lot of injuries at the end. He was impressive in December. He played well. And he did win some games with a cast of characters right at the end, last game or two. Very impressive. But let's not pretend he threw for 4,000 yards throwing to Deontay Burnett and Rob Davis and Jordan Matthews. Those guys parachuted in when they needed a body here and there. Primarily, the targets were Zach Ertz, and primarily the targets were Dallas Goedert and Miles Sanders. Like, those were the primary targets. Those guys are all good football players. It's like, we've done it now. We've done it. We've taken good, again, and we've twisted it into great. My point is this. The guy's a good player. But it's hard for me to not look at what everyone else says about him and says, that's weird. Like, why does the players not think he's a great player anymore? Maybe he's not. Why do the executives not believe he's a special player? Maybe he's not. Why does the Pro Football Focus have him as even a tier two quarterback, which I think he should be there? Maybe because they don't see it that way. 215-592-9494. I believe we overrate Carson Wentz in this city and that he's a good player, but he's made out to be something special here. And everyone else around football saying, no, he's good, not great. 215-592-9494. I'm going to give you a theory when we get back on why Carson Wentz is not ranked where we want him to be ranked, where he's not ranked high. I'm going to give you a theory on why the player specifically did not put Carson Wentz in the top 100. It's a theory, and it's nothing to do with really his ability. It's more about when they see this player. 215-592-9494 to hop in right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And sports are back, and you can find all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. You know what I'm excited about? Other than obviously our team and a few others, a full slate of baseball this week. Baseball is here and hopefully stays here. Whether you've been betting on FanDuel Sportsbook for a while or you're new to the app, FanDuel has two great ways to win that you won't want to miss. First off, FanDuel is adding $10 in free bets to every account. No deposit required and no strings attached. So to get your attention, then check this out. In addition to your $10 bonus, FanDuel is also giving you a day of risk-free betting. That means you could place any bet you want on baseball, basketball, and hockey and get up to $100 back on your total losses. What would you bet on with a day of risk-free betting? Check out sportsbook.fanduel.com for betting lines. If you already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account, then you're all set. Just use your $10 bonus and a day of risk-free betting before they expire on August 2nd. And if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, then what are you waiting for? Type in FanDuel.com/Giglio to get started so they know I say it. That's FanDuel.com/Giglio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.